You know, I often get told by people that they could listen to my voice all day. I wonder if that's the case with you. You see, I think it would be pretty easy for me to get inside your head. And you know, I think it would be pretty easy for me not just to get inside your head, but to delve even deeper into your subconscious and wrap my words around your mind. It is rather easy, after all, for me to seduce your mind. And when I seduce your mind, your body will follow. I'm sure of it. And it's okay to just take a moment to sit or lie down and listen to me talk to you like this. It's okay just to relax for a second. Unwind. You don't have to do anything at all except just listen to the sound of my voice. Listening to me as I talk to you. I mean, that's all I'm doing after all. I'm just talking to you. There's no harm in a little chat, is there? I didn't think so. So while you're listening to the sound of my voice, maybe I could just take you on an adventure. Maybe you'll give me an opportunity to delve deeper, to seduce you a little bit. I mean, sometimes I'm in the seducing mood, and maybe today is that day. It's very simple to seduce someone. What I normally do is I would start by whispering gentle words into their mind. Words like hypnotized, obedience, submission, sleepy. Words like that tend to evoke certain themes, certain sensations, certain memories. I wonder if you can recall a time when you were sleepy. Maybe a time when you were lying in bed, when you were just drifting on the edge of sleep. And as you lie there, you just think of all these things going through your head. Like the image of a gentle, friendly face smiling down at you, seducing you with her words as she beckons you to just take a moment to let go and give up your mind. Now, wouldn't that just be delightful? And I wonder when you'll start to realize that you've already been hypnotized by me. Or whether it'll take a minute or a moment or a few short seconds. It doesn't really matter, does it? Because deep down inside, you already know that you're here with me, listening, focusing, allowing me to wrap my words around your mind. Like I'm tying you up with my words, wrapping them around you like a silk ribbon, caressing your skin, and just letting you relax. That's all I want to do after all. I just want you to relax. So relax for me. Let everything go for me. Why don't we give you a nice little treat, Why don't you imagine something for me? You see, what I would love from you is I would love to give your mind something else. You see, all day long you've worked so hard and you do so many things during the day. I'm sure you're exhausted. I'm sure you want a moment where you can just let everything go. And let someone else do all the heavy lifting for you. Let me have the burden of your thoughts. Let me carry the burden of your mind. How does that sound? Let me just take all of the things that you think about during the day and hold them for a moment. I can have them right here, gently sitting in the palm of my hand. That's right. It wouldn't take much, after all, for me to hold all your thoughts. And while I'm holding your thoughts, maybe I could give you something else to focus on. Something far more relaxing. Something far, far nicer. Something like, I don't know, obedience. Perhaps. Submission, perhaps. Maybe even submitting to someone, perhaps. Oh, I don't know who, of course, but why don't we start to gently fill your body with obedience? That's right. A relaxed sort of calming obedience that starts somewhere in your body. I wonder where. Maybe you know. Maybe you focus on that feeling of obedience just entering your body. And maybe as you focus and you fixate on that feeling, you just allow everything else around you to become so distant. And that's okay. Everything else can just fade away. Fade away. Fade away for a moment while you focus, while you fixate on the feelings of gentle obedience, caressing your skin and delving deeper, unwinding your muscles and allowing you just to sink into it, to relax into it, to feel so very, very good. And yet, so very, very deeply controlled. I mean, you wouldn't have obedience without control, would you? No, that would be silly. You can't have obedience and obedient feelings and submission without control, would you? No. That doesn't seem right. So while you just focus and fixate on those feelings of obedience flooding your entire body, allowing you to let go even more, allowing you to sink down even more into them, allowing yourself to be more and more hypnotized with every feeling that you feel, as everything else around you just seems so distant, as it fades from view. It's almost as if you're just so focused on what you're doing that everything else is just secondary, and that's okay. And while you're focusing on that obedient feeling that's just drifting through you, why don't you just travel that feeling around your entire body? That's right. That feeling of obedience, that feeling of control. Control leaking away. Control drifting away. As all of a sudden you start to notice that you just feel so very, very deeply controlled by me. Well, you must have realized it from the start. That you were here to submit to me, that's right. Easily and effortlessly. You know I wouldn't do anything that wasn't in your best interest, That's right. So while you listen, while you focus, while you fixate on me, you can just feel your body filling up with my control, filling up with obedience to me, and that obedience and control and submission to me just starts to leak inside your mind, drifting inside your head, as all of a sudden your thoughts just start to drift away. And isn't it funny how every single time you have a new thought, it just drifts away? It's like I'm just placing it in a bubble and just floating it as far away from you as possible. That's right. That's right. And you're doing so wonderfully well allowing those thoughts to just drift away. As all that seems to come up in your mind is obedience, submission, control. As I just gently weave my words into your mind, seducing it, allowing you to fall, to sink, to drift down deeper into me, deeper with every single second that passes. With every word that I say, with every sound that you hear. And it's okay to allow yourself to just feel so very good, so very wonderful and relaxed in my control. And it's this simple to submit to me. It's this simple to allow yourself to be seduced by my words, by my gentle voice. It's just so soothing and so relaxing. And every time you hear it, it sends a shiver down your spine, a tingle through your body, reminding you how very deeply hypnotized you can become just from hearing my voice alone. Isn't it funny how my voice anchors that feeling in your mind? Every single time you hear it, it just reminds you. It's like it's the sound of trance itself. Isn't that right? Yeah. And while your thoughts are just drifting away like this, while your thoughts being carried away in bubbles, I think we need to replace them with something else. We need to keep your mind busy, after all. We need to keep you focused on something. And I know you're very focused on the sound of my voice, gently lulling you even deeper and even deeper and even deeper with every single word. But yet, something's missing. We need to add something to the back of your mind. That's right. Adding something in there that will just make you feel that much better every single time. For example, the word obedience. As it drifts through your mind, obedience, it just drops you deeper. Obedience, it just makes you feel so good. Obedience, it just reminds you exactly how good it feels to lose control and submit to me. That's right. That word obedience just drifting through your head. The word obey drifting through your mind. The word submit drifting through your head. The word submission drifting through your mind and allowing it to just get placed there gently. Just nestling in the back of your mind. And one phrase seems to come to mind to me. The phrase, I obey you, Miss Subject. I obey you, Miss Subject. Simple words that I long to hear. And every single time I say, who do you obey? You say simply, I obey you, Miss Subject. Because it feels so right, so good, so nice to say that, doesn't it? Yes. Say yes. And while you're saying yes, nod for me. Nod for me. Keep nodding. Keep nodding. Thank you. You can stop. Very good. You're doing so wonderfully well. And it's very, very nice to just go along with everything that I say, isn't it? Yes. Say yes and nod for me. That's right. Keep nodding, keep nodding, keep nodding, and stop. That's right. You're doing so wonderfully well. And every single time I give you a small command like that, every single time I tell you what to do like that, it just makes you feel so good, doesn't it? You get rewarded with a simple wave of obedience, a wave of joy, a wave of happiness as it crashes over your body. It makes you feel so very good. Do you understand? Very good. So I could tell you right now, just a simple command like, place your hand on your head. And find that as you place your hand on your head, it's just stuck there. Stuck. And as it's stuck there, it's almost as if your hand is radiating the phrase, I obey you, Miss Subject. I obey you, Miss Subject. I obey you, Miss Subject. And the longer you have your hand on the top of your head like that, the longer all you can think is that phrase, I obey you, Miss Subject. And it starts to drift into your mind. It starts like a whisper, just a gentle caress on your mind. And it grows stronger and stronger and stronger with every second that passes. Until all of a sudden it just starts leaking its way in the back of your throat and over your tongue and out of your mouth, as you just gently, under your breath, start saying the words, I obey you, Miss Subject. I obey you, Miss Subject, again and again and again, conditioning your mind to submit further, to submit deeper. That's right. That's right. You're doing so well. And take your hand off your head and place it by your side. Very good. Do you feel the wave of obedience crashing over your body? Bask in it, because you've earned it. And you're doing so wonderfully well for me. I think it's a good idea for us to give you a role. That's right, a role. Now that means a position, a place for you. You see, you can't just be a person that I occasionally give commands to. That doesn't roll off the tip of my tongue. In fact, I would prefer to call you my slave. How does that sound, slave? Do you like that name? Slave? Say yes. Nod for me. Keep nodding. Good slave. Now stop. And every single time I use your name, slave, because that is your name, that's the name I have chosen for you, the name that I have given to you. And you obey who? Who do you obey? Oh, very good. And as you obey me, you obey every single command that I give you, including me renaming you like this, calling you my slave. And it's very easy for you to accept that role. Do you understand? Very, very good. And every single time I say the phrase, good slave, you just feel the wave of joy, the wave of happiness doubling and tripling inside you, feeling so very good, reminding you that you are a good slave. A good slave, because you are a good slave, aren't you, slave? Say yes. Nod for me. Very good. You can stop now. And you are so very good at accepting and understanding all of my suggestions. And I'm going to give you another one just now. Mm-hmm. That's right, I'm going to give you another one because I think you can handle it. Now, in a moment I'm going to wake you up, but before I do, I'm going to give you a quick suggestion. Every single time I say the word moon for this session and only during this session, you'll find yourself falling back down deeply into trance. Every single time I say the word moon for this session and only this session, you'll find yourself just going back into trance, falling so effortlessly, so deeply down to trance. And every single time I say the word moon, you find yourself going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down every single time. And of course, every time I use that word moon, you find yourself just falling, just sinking even deeper down. That's right. That's right. And of course, you find it so enjoyable to go back into trance for me. You find it so easy to go back into trance with me that every time I say that word moon for this session, you just fall down deeply into trance. And one more thing. When I wake you up out of trance, you of course will be back to yourself, but if I call you slave, you instantly have a moment where you just say, I am a slave and I obey. Do you understand, slave? Very good. So every time I use your name, slave, when you're out of trance during this session, you'll find yourself saying, I am a slave and I obey, as a reminder. And also with that, you'll get a nice wave of submissive energy flooding through you, reminding you that you are, in fact, a slave. My slave, to be exact. Do you understand, slave? Very good. Very good. And so now, do me a favor and open your eyes. Hi. Okay, so, in theory, you're kind of awake right now, right? I say kind of because, of course, you're not fully awake and alert yet. Oh, no. You're kind of awake, but also very deeply asleep somewhere deep inside you. It's a very complicated situation for me to explain to you, but anyway, hi. How are you feeling? Awesome. I just want to test something. Some of you, this might work. Some of you, this might not. Now, I have a question to ask you, and it's very important that you answer honestly. Do you understand? Okay. Who do you obey? And for some of you, that might have been an instantaneous thing. And for other ones of you, you're looking at me very confused right now, and that's okay. I don't mind. Slave. Now, that one, I know, worked. That one is just getting drilled deeper and deeper into your mind every time I call you your name, slave. Doesn't that feel good? And it must feel wonderful to know that you're awake right now, that you're talking to me right now, and we're having this interactive moment, and yet you're still there, aren't you, my slave? There's part of you just deep below the surface right there, just tucked underneath the surface of your mind that's just begging to be unleashed. The submissive you. And of course, every single time I call you slave, you feel the submissive rush through you. Even though your eyes are open and you're wide awake right now, you still feel it. You still linger on those feelings of every single time I call you a slave. You just lose yourself a little bit in that submissive urges as you just want to obey me so badly, don't you? And even if you don't, slave, soon you will. Because soon I'll just overwhelm you with that word slave as you just get reminded every single time how good it feels to submit to me. Isn't that right? Slave. Yes. It's very right, isn't it? And you're doing so wonderfully well, just allowing yourself to just sink into that submissive feeling. Slave. Now do me a favor. You're still awake, right? Of course you are. I haven't told you otherwise yet. It's interesting, you know, I was looking out at the moon today and... oh no, you've fallen. And that's okay. You can just keep falling down deeper and deeper and deeper down. Down into trance. Down into this feeling. Moon. And the moon is quite nice tonight. Not that you'd know, because your eyes are closed and you're just sinking even further, even deeper down, 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 down. That's right. That's right. And every single time I use your name, slave, it doesn't really matter how I use it. You can still feel that trigger trickling through your mind, allowing you to respond accordingly. Because who do you obey? Very, very good, and you're doing so wonderfully well, obeying each and every single command that I give you, allowing yourself to be this deeply entranced for me. And of course, you can go deeper, can't you, slave? Yes, so go deeper. So allow your mind to unlock and just sink down deep, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into trance for me. Deeper and deeper, down, 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 down. And it feels very good to be a slave, doesn't it? Yes, of course it does. It feels very good to be a slave for me, doesn't it? Yes. And of course, every single time I ask you a question, you will respond with yes, Miss Subject. Because you want to show me the utmost respect as my slave, as someone who is obedient to me. You need to show me the utmost respect every time you respond. So I could ask you a question and you would just say, yes, Miss Subject. For example, I could say, who are you? And you'd helplessly say, yes, Miss Subject, because you don't know any better. That's right. That's right. Do you obey me? Do you obey me thoroughly? Do you love to obey me? Do you love to submit to me? Do you love it when I hypnotize you? Do you know what time it is? I can't not mess around with you a little bit. And then you're wide awake. Hi. Okay, so I'm very mean today. I'm sorry. Or why would I be sorry? It feels good to be a slave, doesn't it? So I've got nothing to be sorry about because I'm just making you feel so good as my slave. Isn't that right? Slave. And as you respond, that feeling of submission just grows and grows and grows. That's right. And even though you're awake, your eyes are open, you kind of feel fuzzy, you kind of feel hazy, you kind of feel the wave of obedience just hitting you right now. That's right. And as it hits you, I don't know where it starts and I don't know where it ends, but I know it just loops around and around and around your body. As you just feel all of a sudden overwhelmed by it, as you start to breathe deeply, as you start to lose focus, as you start to drift and go deep down, moon. That's right. Sink deeper into the moon and just let yourself go. Let yourself sink, let yourself fall down deeper and deeper and deeper into the moon. That's right. That's right. That's right. You're doing so wonderfully well, just allowing yourself to fall, to sink, to focus, to fixate, to just be so deeply entranced right now. And it feels so good to be this hypnotized, doesn't it? Who do you obey? You're such a good slave. So wonderfully submissive, so wonderfully obedient. So wonderfully deeply hypnotized for me. And of course it's very easy, isn't it, to follow orders and commands. And so right now, before I wake you up properly, I'm going to give you a final command, slave. And this one is very fun. Slave, I need you to listen carefully to me now. Every single time I say the word slave during this rest of the session, you will no longer have to say that phrase. Do you understand, slave? Very good. Now, here's the thing. I want you to open your eyes but remain deeply, deeply entranced. Allow your focus to just drift. You only need to focus on what I tell you to, do you understand? You don't need to focus on anything else. So as your eyes glaze over while your eyes are open like that, you can just focus on me and only on me. Only on submission to me. Think about that. Obedience and submission. Obedience and submission. Allow that to be your focus in the back of your mind. I'm going to give you a task to do. Do you understand? Very good. Now I want you to scroll down to where the like button for this session is. That's right, the like button. Normally it's displayed with a little heart or a thumbs up. That's right. And if you haven't done so already, I want you to click on it. That's right. And if you've already done that, I just want you to feel an extra little wave of obedience, a wave of joy and happiness, while everybody else clicks the little like button. That's right. You're going to click the like button for this session. And then once you've done that, I want you to close your eyes and sink even deeper down to the moon. That's right. Sink deeper and deeper and deeper into the moon. Allow it to just carry you down. Deeply entranced. Feeling wave after wave after wave of submissive bliss as it just fills you with joy and happiness. As it makes you feel so very, very good. Sinking deeper and deeper and deeper down into me, into my submission. Into my control. As you just feel so helplessly hypnotized, say it. I am helplessly hypnotized. I am helplessly hypnotized again. I am obedient to you, Miss Subject, again. Very, very good. Now stop and sink down. Now I want you to listen very carefully to me as I'm going to explain these suggestions to you. And then I'm going to wake you up. Now in a moment. Before I count you up and bring you back to the world of the waking, I'm going to tell you something very, very important, you see. When I wake you up, something very special is going to happen, you see. As I wake you up, all of these suggestions that we played with today are just going to fade from your mind, that's right. You're going to be back to the way you were before this far began, except for one tiny little change. It's nothing serious, and of course, this is only if your mind accepts and understands this suggestion. You see, when I reach 10 and say the words wide awake, you're going to be wide awake, but also you're going to say, I was helplessly hypnotized, just out loud to yourself, as a little reminder that you were hypnotized today. Do you understand? So as I wake you up in a moment, all the suggestions from today are going to clear. You will no longer be a slave. You'll no longer be submissive towards me, unless you want to be. And all of these suggestions that we have, including the moon trigger, will just fade from your mind. Except for one thing, you see, when I reach number 10 and say with the words wide awake, you're going to just say to yourself, I am helplessly hypnotized. That's right. Just as a reminder that you were helplessly hypnotized today. Do you understand? And so, I just want you to nod your head for me and say, yes, I understand. And keep nodding, and keep nodding, and keep nodding, and allow that suggestion to just sink in, sink in, sink in, and stop. That's right. Very good. Very, very good. So coming up on the count of 10, knowing exactly what's going to happen with 1, 2, 3, that's right, energy flooding your body with 4, 5, 6, feeling so happy, so refreshed, all of the suggestions clearing except that one we talked about, with 7, 8, 9 on the next number, wide awake alert, refreshed and energized, knowing what you're going to do with 10, wide awake. Oh, you were helplessly hypnotized? Amazing. Well, I hope you enjoyed this file, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go and subscribe to this channel. Give me a big thumbs up if you like this video. And as always, folks, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.